House.
Call the June 6th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
I am here.
Alderman Vandria.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before I open the citizens' comment period, a reminder to the Common Council that a week from Monday is the ICC meeting. I'll get you the agendas.
South Milwaukee meeting?
No. I think it's still down at the Port of Milwaukee. Oh. Okay. Item B, a citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak? There is a citizen. Good evening, citizen.
Good evening. Is this on? Good evening. I'm Jonathan Messerian, 7333 South 69th Street in Franklin. I also serve as the lead pastor at Southbrook Church, and I'm here to talk about item D1, the rezoning, and on behalf of our church and the nearly 1,000 people who attend our church, I want to make it clear to the Common Council that obviously we are in favor of the rezoning ordinance that is going through, and would look ask for your favor for that to happen. So, thank you.
That was quick. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the citizens' comment period. Move on to item C1, approval of the minutes of the regular Common Council meeting of May 16th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C2, approval of the minutes of the special Common Council meeting of May 22nd. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item D1, a public hearing regarding an ordinance change to amend the comprehensive master plan for the property highlighted in Pastor's discussion on 76th Street. Madam Clerk, you have a notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, June 6th, 2017, at 6:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at the northwest corner of South 76th Street and West Oakwood Road from business park use and areas of natural resource features use to residential use and areas of natural resource features use, Newman Developments, Inc., applicant. Property which is the subject of this application bears tax key number 934-999-2010, consisting of approximately 43.63 total acres of land. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute 66.1001, parent 4, parent D. Public is invited to attend public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall during normal business hours. The proposed draft ordinance is also available and open for inspection by the public at the Franklin Public Library during normal business hours. In addition, the draft ordinance is available for review at the city's website. Any questions or comments about the proposed amendment to the Comprehensive Master Plan may be directed to Joel Deedle, City of Franklin Planning Manager, dated this 26th day of April 2017.
It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing notice. The upshot of this parcel, Mr. Deedle, correct me, I'm going to do this quickly, is we have a parcel of land that used to be in the comp plan designated as business park. Want to take it to...
This one is the Schweitzer property.
You keep switching these up. There's a parcel that's got a whole bunch of zoning on it, and now we want to make it residential. Is that correct?
Correct.
This is on the south, the northwest corner of Oakwood and 76th Street.
And the EDC and CDA have also reviewed this matter and both recommend that the Common Council consider making this change.
I will open a public hearing. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Without objection, we move on to G1. Is that correct? Nope. G.
So this would be G3 and 4.
G3 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive master plan for this particular area. Alderman Nelson.
Motion approved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4 is the change in the zoning for this parcel. Alderman Nelson.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We move back to item G2, a public hearing.
D2.
To the parcel.
D2.
Thank you. D2. The parcel I described incorrectly in the first parcel. Madam Clerk.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, June 6, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for two properties located at approximately 9733 South 76th Street, from commercial use to residential, multifamily use, and areas of natural resource features use, Newman Developments, Inc. applicant. Properties which are the subject of this application bear tax key numbers 896-9999-007 and 896-9999-008, consisting of approximately 15.04 acres of land. Tax key number 896-9999-008 and approximately 2.73 acres of land. Tax key number 896-9999-007. Total acreage approximately 17.77 acres. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statutes 66.1001, Parent 4, Parent D. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. Proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by public in the office of the City Clerk and the Franklin Public Library during normal business hours. In addition, the draft ordinance is available for review at the City's website. Any questions or comments about the proposed amendment to the Comprehensive Master Plan may be directed to Joel Deedle, City of Franklin Planning Manager, dated this 26th day of April, 2017.
No. Yeah. He said it's Schweitzer.
What we acted on was Schweitzer. Now we're at Southbrook.
Should I read it again?
That's the one that I read. There's G1. We already did 3 and 4. Are you
G1
sure?
Schweitzer, the 43-acre parcel.
D1.
D1 is a Schweitzer's 43 acres. So that would be G3 and 4.
So that parcel's, that's right.
And D2 would be the 18-acre, 17-point-something Southbrook right. Church.
That's out of order.
Yeah.
It's a different, it's all right. Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing confirmed by the city attorney in consultation with the mayor and the planning manager. I'll just add that in this particular parcel, the Economic Development Commission, the CDA, both discussed this at length, and they all agreed that this is a comp plan amendment, but the zoning as well would be appropriately changed, but not to the north. Parcels to the north should stay business. Okay, this is a public hearing. Open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one, I will close the public hearing. Move on to item G1, which is the comprehensive master plan to change this particular item. Alderman Nelson.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion.
Real question.
Alderman Taylor. Thank
you, Your Honor. So this is the northern property here, right below the ball diamonds. There's mm-hmm. the plan commission that said that it should stay
commercial and that this should not be residential.
Planning staff
did.
Yes.
But plan commission
said change it
to residential. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Alderman Dandrea.
I just wanted to also add that there was the property owner to the west that was concerned about the development and possible runoff waters that would create a problem with him being able to farm his land. And we've talked and mentioned that there'd be a good gentleman's agreement that you will work on that issue to make sure that that farmer is not affected in any way. Okay, thank you.
Oh, no, it could be.
Pardon?
I'm going to be argumentative. I think he was talking about the Schweitzer property.
I'll make it in general.
Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none on the comp plan amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G2, this is the rezoning of these two parcels from Business Park to residential. This is Alderman Nelson.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G5, resolution approving expansion.
You want to do the item E?
Oh.
And then, item
E.
How
could I go past item E?
And then item F1.
All right, item E1. This falls definitely into the category of be careful what you ask for, you may just get it. Alderman Mayor to the Fair Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
I guess aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, and 1 reluctant.
Not at all. I asked for that, and I appreciate you doing that, so thank you.
You're welcome. By the way, I enjoyed service on the Fair Commission at one time, a long time ago. It was fun. Remember, Sandy, I'm from the government. Mm-hmm. I'm here to help you. Show me your permit. Item F1, there's a letter in your packet from County Executive regarding, it's kind of backwards. There's a letter, as I looked at them, there's a letter from Chris Abley thanking us for our cooperation in the digital cutover on our 911 system, specifically highlighting Cindy Mankey's work. There's also one from the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council in support of funding for Great Lakes watershed funding to the president. Okay, now we can go to G5, which is a resolution approving an expansion of a legal nonconforming use for Milwaukee County to put a compost pile at the House of Corrections. Alderman Dandrea.
Going through it. I guess I'll make the motion to adopt resolution 2017-, a resolution approving the expansion of the legal nonconforming use of Milwaukee County House of Corrections located at 9225 South 68th Street.
Second.
Alderman Nelson.
I second it.
I'll just say on the record, this one doesn't make me happy. Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6 is a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for storage of a food truck business at the Rossin Pub.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7 is an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to resolve some conflicts with the DNR code. Motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second. Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. This is good work by the assistant city engineer. She's been on this for a while. So thank her for us. Actually, we should have drug her to the meeting and asked her to explain it to us. She's got to learn. At any rate. Okay, G8, A resolution authorizing change order for Lunda Construction Company to reduce the cost of the St. Martin's Bridge. Alderman Nelson.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor? Any discussion? All those in favor? Signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, this is okay, City Attorney, in terms of bidding laws and that?
Yes.
Yep. Thank you. I just had to put it on the record. G9, an ordinance to amend 169-1 licenses for the Health Department for expanding food opportunities.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10 is an amendment to the purchase order for Building Services Incorporated for installation of carpeting in City Hall.
So moved. To approve. Second.
You give up too easy, Dan.
Not when it's important.
That's good.
I mean, it's important, but
that's good, brung up.
It's getting done. It's getting
done. All
those
done in
favor
signify
thing.
By saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11, an ordinance to amend 2016-2240, adopting the annual budget. This is to reallocate some funds.
Move to so approve.
Moved. Second.
Discussion. All those in favor? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Item G12 is the monthly financial report. Any highlights, Mr. Ratzenberg?
I'll let the government speak for itself unless the council has any questions.
Council?
I'll call you with one I have. It's not important. Thank you.
Is there a motion to place on file?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item H1. Alderman Taylor.
All right. We met earlier today trying to wrap up these licenses. So on the first page, we have Top Dog Restaurant, which is a John O'Malley kind of venture, and we made a motion to approve the first two pending schooling. Then you have Molly Barron approve pending contacting the clerk's office.
Hold pending
contacting the clerk's office, my bad. Then the next one, Peter Munchau, both approve. Then you have Matthew Johnson, hold for appearance. Jason Johnson, both approved with the letter. One is new and then the renewal. La Toscana, no action needed. Prime Times LLC, hold pending inspection. Then on the second page, from American Entertainment to Durham Auto Salvage and Sales, all approved pending inspections. Then the rest are all approved, from Caitlin Edwards all the way to the end. On the third page, from Megan Wadowski to Katie Hurdle, those are all approved. Then Jeremy Hetzel, a whole for appearance. And then the last three are all approved. It's a weird spelling of Jeremy. Page 4, Lloyd through Page approve. Then Plowman approve pending notary and seal, so notary signature and seal. Then the next three are approve. And then Megan Rongold hold for appearance. And then the last one approve. And on the final page, page 5, Schaefer through Taberna, approve. And then Van Ergen, hold for appearance. And the final three, approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Sir, what item are you here for? Because we're at the end.
That's what we figured. That is very
I said, sir, and the ma'am answered, ma'am.
I was just trying to follow up with the development on Oaks and our Oakwood at 76.
Both items passed.
That's great. Save us some time. We'll
there you go.
Hi. Good to see you.
Thank you, Mayor.
We aim to please. Item I-1. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of June 1st, 2017, the amount of $1,191,508.05. And payroll dated May 26, 2017, in the amount of $365,399.64, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $389,455.41, plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll dated June 9th in the amount estimated at $365,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the estimated amount of $212,000 plus city matching payments. And property tax investments and refunds with an ending date of June 1st, 2017, in the amount of $2,803,246.35, and release of the various vendor payments not to exceed $110,510.95, as outlined in the cover letter, and release of the 2017 Franklin Civic Celebrations deposits and prepayments not to exceed $82,300, also outlined in the council action.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion to adjourn.
Move. Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.